we're able to apply our rehab techniques to help improve their quality of life. They may have different symptoms like range of motion issues or memory or concentration issues, gait or balance disorders, and we as therapists apply those principles to help them improve their quality of life through therapy.
These physical impairments, are they often side effects of the treatment, whether surgical or medicines or other sorts of treatments, or are they as a result of the cancer they've been suffering from?
Typically, they're as a result of the treatment, but it could be both. You know, we see folks who've maybe had a mastectomy who have issues with being able to raise their arm or have that range of motion in their shoulder that they're used to, and so they come to see us. A lot of times they'll have developed what they call lymphedema, that's the inability to move fluid through your body, and so they get swelling in their arm, their hand, and then we're able to help them through that process so that they can get back to their normal daily activities.
You're working with an established program, the STAR program, so there are certain standards you try to meet as part of this program. What sort of structure does this give you?
What the STAR program gives us is a basis for our knowledge. As therapists, we know how to improve someone's range of motion. We have lymphedema specialists that can work with folks with lymphedema, but we didn't really have that oncology education, knowing what types of cancer, how it affects the body, what treatments are out there, and what certain treatments, medications, surgeries, radiation, or chemotherapy, and how that affects their body and their function. So that's really what it gave us, is this knowledge base to begin seeing these folks for rehab.
Why is this program relatively new? I understand the STAR program is only a few years old, and OSF St. Joseph has been offering it for just about 2 years. Haven't follow-up programs been offered to cancer patients in the past?
Well, I think the ability to refer a patient out for rehabilitation was there, but honestly, I don't know if the awareness was so much there. I personally think a lot of these patients, they're so grateful for the care that they're receiving from their oncologist to treat their cancer. They weren't always connecting the physical impairments with the psychological impairments they have from the treatment or from the cancer diagnoses themselves to being as important. And so now we're just trying to raise awareness that there are things that you can do. There is help to improve your quality of life, and you don't have to just live with these impairments once you finish your treatment.
Is there any way to measure the impact of the treatment and the therapy that you provide on your patients? I mean, do you know what sort of results you get?
That's a good question. You know, as therapists, we always set goals for our patients, and we're always looking back at those goals and seeing what have been met, if we need to tweak anything. But we also do some scoring for our outcomes. We use some different standardized tools. We use the FACIT-F, which is just a way to score their physical impairments with their quality of life, their emotional distress. We look at all of those things, and we have the patient complete that in the beginning. They also do it at the end of their treatment so we can see what kind of gains we've made. We also track patient satisfaction. We want to know how the patient felt that their therapy went.
I assume you're working with some patients whose cancer is in remission, or maybe cancerous tissue has been removed surgically, but you might also have patients whose cancer is ongoing or may recur. How does that affect what you offer in the program?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because not all of our patients are what we call cancer survivors yet. Some are in the end stages of cancer, and sometimes the rehab is geared towards making the patient as functional as they can be. And sometimes it's about helping the caregivers, you know, helping educate them on body mechanics or how to take care of this person more easily without doing greater distress on their bodies and, you know, taking some of the burden off of them. So it's not always someone who's had their treatment, finished their treatment, and now cancer-free. It's people through all stages of cancer.